Give me this first name so I don't get it wrong. It's Estelita. Estelita, we were selling arms to them back in the 70s for a while, Estelita. Estelita, where are you, Estelita?
Hi, it's me, I'm Estelita. I'm from Edsel in Scotland.
And?
Well, we were driving to Montrose yesterday, and we were listening to your station, and I just heard the word Tagalog.
Yes,
it's not Tagalog, Danny. It's called Tagalog.
That's probably why the fellow couldn't. It is a Philippine language, I understand, yes?
Well, it is the national language. Yeah. There are so many dialects, but that's the only one I can speak.
You see, what happened yesterday for the people who weren't listening, this fellow rang in and said he's got this computer that can speak any language in the world, any and every language in the world.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That's what he said. And then all of a sudden we started saying, well, and there were people in the studio, and we said, suggest some languages. Somebody said Maori, of course, which is the second most expressed tongue in New Zealand. Computer didn't have it. And then somebody said this Tagalog, as I now know it's called. Computer didn't have it. The computer did have Cantonese, and we counted to 10 like this. That's 1 to 10 in Cantonese there. So could you do it to us? 1 to 10 in Tagalog. I suspect you can, can't you, Estelita?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Yeah,
oh, yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. And I'll then give you a phrase to transcribe after that. But off you go. It's all yours.
Thank you. It's isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, anim, pito, walo, siyam, sampu.
Sounds good to us. Is there a national anthem that goes with that?
I can sing a bit, but
okay.
Not the whole thing, yeah?
Not the whole, just a little, thank you very much.
All right,
the
national anthem is called Lupang Hinirang, yeah? It's Bayang Magiliw, Prasan Silanganan, Alag ng Puso,
thank you very much indeed. You know, it's good for people to do that. I don't often get people to sing because I've had other things to do that. But could you now try the third phase of this, which is translating immediately a phrase I'm going to give you, yeah?
Yeah, which one? The one I just sang?
No, I'll give you this phrase, and you must now tell me in Tagalog, and then you win everything we've got around here, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here is the phrase I need you to now translate, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. In Iran, really ugly men must now wear veils too. In Iran, really ugly men must now wear veils too. There you go. How would you say that in Tagalog or Tagalog?
It is sa Iran ang pinakapangit na lalaki ay dapat magsuot ng velo.
I mean, who knows? That could have been a weird moon man language, but I'm saying thank you very much indeed for bringing it across. Did you get much chance to speak that over here?
No. I've just found out that we are near RAF Edsel, and there are quite a few Filipinos around, but I've only just met one so far.
Thank you very much. Well, I think anyone else you can spare, we'll keep your number and we'll put you in touch, and before the end of the show you can have a conversation. We'll all listen in.
The link between our Filipino, much welcomed Filipino brethren and the RAF needs to be explored a bit more.
Really? Okay.
We're near RAF Edsel, and of course there's a lot of Filipinos about.
Why would that be then? Why would that be? Why is there
so many Americans married to Filipinos?
Yeah, you see, I could have made that connection then. You've been pixie-ish.